sound. Burning spear sound, a burning spear sound. Gimmick this sound, a one is sound. Say a fight sound, not a half fight sound. Say third world sound, a third world sound. Find a little sound, a bad and leave this sound. Say Mota Baruka sound, not a Mota sound. We put them together and create a sound. And rock the black, rock the brown, and the world of our sound.
Rock the black, the brown, the white, and more. Sound. Junior Reed. One Blood is the album, and the tune there was called simply Sound. That's the last tune I have for you today. You're in tune to WRUV-FM Burlington. My name is Ja Red, and that was a little extra innings here for early dancehall music. Full playlist located at spinatron.com/WRUV. Currently 4:01 p.m. We are located at 90.1 on your FM dial and available online at WRUV.org. Connect with me, facebook.com/jawred802, as well as Instagram DJ Ja Red. And then, of course, I also have my blog page on Instagram and on Facebook. It's a group and also a static blog. Hundreds of album reviews, tons of imagery, all put together by yours truly, Ja Red, and that's called All Vinyl Reggae Collections. Currently 4:01 p.m. Like I said before, we are down at 134 Church Street, Ake's Place tonight with hardcore. I'm going to be playing hardcore, but there's going to be other dancehall DJs there. So dancehall music from Jamaica, West Indies tonight at Bashment Tuesday. True 802 presents 134 Church Street, Ake's Place, 6 p.m. till 11 p.m. The return of Selector Chancellor featuring yours truly, Ja Red, alongside DJ Yo, Super K, Justin B, Big Dog, CeeLo, Matlock, Cousin Dave, and more. And that's all going on tonight. True 802, Bashment Tuesdays, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. We have the early segment there at Ake's Place, bottom of Church Street, right here in Burlington. If you want to see that flyer, it's on Facebook and on Instagram. I'm out of here. Keep it locked, WRUV-FM Burlington.
In order to maintain the iconic industries that define Vermont's rural charm, hundreds of migrant workers are forced to experience unjust working conditions. The dairy industry, in particular, is a key culprit of mistreating Vermont's roughly 1,500 migrant workers. According to MigrantJustice.net, an immigrant-led organization seeking economic justice for migrant workers in Vermont, Vermont migrant workers often work up to 60 to 80 hours per week, and are systemically excluded from worker and housing rights protections that other Vermonters are entitled to. What can you do to help? Start by learning about where your milk and other dairy products come from. Are the conditions at these farms equitable and humane, or do your dairy products lead to the exploitation of migrant workers? Thanks to the work of Migrant Justice's Milk with Dignity program, around 65 farms in Vermont and New York are covered under the program, in which workers are offered fair wages and humane labor and housing conditions. Check out MigrantJustice.net to learn more about this issue here in Vermont. This message is brought to you by your DJs at WRUV-FM Burlington.
Spiraling out again, it does so now and then. Ready for the quiz, 'cause my brain's still-
I am.